Sauter, Audio Bible, Revelation, Chapter 18. After this, I saw another angel descending from heaven with great authority, and the earth was illuminated by his glory. And he cried out in a mighty voice, "Fallen! Fallen is Babylon the Great! She has become a lair for demons and a haunt for every unclean spirit, every unclean bird, and every detestable beast. All the nations have drunk the wine of the passion of her immorality. The kings of the earth were immoral with her, and the merchants of the earth have grown wealthy from the extravagance of her luxury." Then I heard another voice from heaven say, "Come out of her, my people, so that you will not share in her sins or contract any of her plagues. For her sins are piled up to heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities. Give back to her as she has done to others. Pay her back double for what she has done. Mix her a double portion in her own cup. As much as she has glorified herself and lived in luxury, give her the same measure of torment and grief. In her heart she says, 'I sit as queen. I am not a widow and will never see grief.' Therefore her plagues will come in one day, death and grief and famine, and she will be consumed by fire, for mighty is the Lord God who judges her." Then the kings of the earth, who committed sexual immorality and lived in luxury with her, will weep and wail at the sight of the smoke rising from the fire that consumes her. In fear of her torment, they will stand at a distance and cry out, "Woe, woe to the great city, the mighty city of Babylon, for in a single hour your judgment has come." And the merchants of the earth will weep and mourn over her, because there is no one left to buy their cargo. Cargo of gold, silver, precious stones and pearls, of fine linen, purple, silk and scarlet, of all kinds of citron wood and every article of ivory, precious wood, bronze, iron and marble, of cinnamon, spice, incense, myrrh and frankincense, of wine, olive oil, fine flour and wheat, of cattle, sheep, horses and carriages, of bodies and souls of slaves, and they will say, "The fruit of your soul's desire has departed from you. All your luxury and splendor have vanished, never to be seen again." The merchants who sold these things and gained their wealth from her will stand at a distance in fear of her torment. They will weep and mourn, saying, "Woe, woe to the great city, clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet, adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls. For in a single hour such fabulous wealth has been destroyed." Every shipmaster, passenger, and sailor, and all who make their living from the sea, will stand at a distance and cry out at the sight of the smoke rising from the fire that consumes her. "What city was ever like this great city?" they will exclaim. Then they will throw dust on their heads as they weep and mourn and cry out, "Woe, woe to the great city, where all who had ships on the sea were enriched by her wealth, for in a single hour she has been destroyed." Rejoice over her, O heaven, and you saints and apostles and prophets, because God has pronounced for you his judgment against her. Then a mighty angel picked up a stone the size of a great millstone and cast it into the sea, saying, "With such violence the great city of Babylon will be cast down, never to be seen again. And the sound of harpists and musicians, of flute players and trumpeters, will never ring out in you again. Nor will any craftsman of any trade be found in you again, nor the sound of a millstone be heard in you again. The light of a lamp will never shine in you again, and the voices of a bride and bridegroom will never call out in you again. For your merchants were the great ones of the earth, because all the nations were deceived by your sorcery." And there was found in her the blood of prophets and saints, and of all who had been slain on the earth,